WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, fellow humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a dash of stoicism and a whole lot of heart. Now, who here struggles with sleep? Seriously, raise your hand if you've ever tossed and turned like a rodeo bronco until the sun starts peeking through the blinds. Ever felt like your brain is a hummingbird on espresso, buzzing nonstop even when you desperately want to drift off? Yeah, I feel you. But guess what? Stoicism can actually be a secret weapon for unlocking those sweet dreams we all crave. So today, we're diving into mindfulness techniques that are straight up life changers for your sleep game. Think of this like a bedtime story, but instead of sheep counting, we're training our minds to relax. It's all about being present in the moment, letting go of those pesky worries and anxieties that keep us up at night. First things first. Ditch the screens an hour before bed. Seriously, your phone is basically a siren call for insomnia. That blue light messes with your melatonin production, which is like your body's natural sleep hormone. Think of it as a bedtime smoothie you want to give your body the right ingredients for a good night's rest. Next up, create a calming bedtime ritual. This doesn't have to be anything fancy, just something that signals to your brain that it's time to wind down. Maybe it's a warm bath, reading a book paperback, not e-readers, or listening to some soothing music. The key is consistency. Your body craves routine, think of it like a well-oiled machine. Now, let's talk about breathing exercises. This one might sound basic, but trust me, it's powerful stuff. Try to form the 7-8 technique. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. Repeat this a few times, focusing on your breath and letting go of any thoughts that pop up. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. Remember those worries that keep you up at night? Well, journaling can be a secret weapon against them. Before bed, jot down those anxieties, get them out of your head and onto paper. This helps clear your mental space and allows you to approach them with a fresh perspective in the morning. And finally, practice gratitude. Take a few minutes before bed to reflect on the things you're grateful for. It could be anything from a delicious meal to a kind word from a stranger. Shifting your focus to the positive can work wonders for your mood and sleep quality. Ever feel like your brain is playing a non-stop loop of what-ifs and worries? Yeah, I've been there too. But one thing that always helps me calm the chaos is visualization. Picture yourself in a peaceful place. Maybe it's a serene beach, a cozy cabin in the woods, or even just your favorite comfy chair. Engage all your senses. Feel the warmth of the sun, smell the fresh air, hear the gentle sounds around you. This mental escape can be incredibly powerful for quieting your mind and easing into sleep. You know that feeling when you're finally drifting off to sleep, but then your mind starts racing with thoughts about work, bills, or that awkward conversation you had earlier. It's like your brain decided it was time for a second act. We've all been there. But imagine this. You're lying in bed, relaxed and at peace, and suddenly, instead of those pesky worries popping up, a calm and reassuring voice whispers, "Everything is okay." That's the power of self-compassion, treating yourself with kindness and understanding, even when your mind is playing tricks on you. So tonight, try to be gentle with yourself. If you find your mind wandering, simply acknowledge those thoughts without judgment and gently guide your focus back to your breath or your chosen visualization. Remember, sleep is a journey, not a destination. We've talked about ditching screens, creating calming rituals, breathing exercises, journaling, practicing gratitude, visualization, and self-compassion, all powerful tools for unlocking better sleep. The key takeaway here is that mindfulness isn't just some esoteric practice for monks. It's a practical toolkit for everyday living, especially when it comes to getting a good night's rest. So go out there, implement these techniques, and start sleeping like royalty. You deserve it. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with your sleep-deprived friends. Let's spread the stoic love for better sleep one peaceful night at a time. Until next time, keep those minds calm and those dreams sweet.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.